Of you and your assembly, and you are dissolved accordingly. Patriots! Just as I thought.
To the Rolly.
What was that, eh?
The gentleman said, to the Rolly. And as a respectable citizen of Virginia, I suggest we follow him.
The Crusade Channel is Radio Free America for Corona hoax drunk Americans.
So that clip is from my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie available on a 2-DVD set, MikeChurch.com/shop. Reflecting an epoch in history when Lord Dunmore of Virginia dissolved the House of Burgesses. And as Thomas Jefferson famously said, to the Raleigh. The Raleigh Tavern is what he was talking about. Pretty much what happened last night and is happening in real time. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a deceit and a fraud that is happening right in front of our very eyes. The only thing that... is left to be determined is what is going to be done about it. And again, I know about as much as most of you know. Maybe you're at work and I have a little more access to social media and what have you. And we are trying to stay on top of this. But again, you know, my daughter number two, is asking me, well, Dad, what happened last night? And she voted for Trump 4 years ago. This year she voted for either Libertarian or Green Party. I don't remember. And I said, well, the Democrats stole into the election headquarters and dropped 138,000 ballots for Joe Biden. She went, ha, 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 ha. I went, child, it's not funny. There's nothing funny about this. So Wisdom Wednesday is going to resume next Wednesday with Brother Andre Marie. You know, Brother was kind of hesitant this morning, and I don't blame him. I don't want to say hesitant. Brother was like, Mike, you probably have election stuff, and people want to talk about that. You know, we don't have to do a Wisdom Wednesday. I don't really have a lot to say about it, the election anyway. So I said, Brother, you know, you're right. And I was texting David Simpson at the same time. And so now we have the host of the True Money Show, the co-founder, the refounding Father Society, which we could tell you a little bit more about, Mr. David Simpson on the Dude Maker Hotline. Mr. Simpson, you're not surprised by this at all, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase whatever I believe about all this, because what I believe typically rankles people.
rankle me, brother. Rankle me.
Well, I mean, I think this is political theater at its best, and you know, I'm going to sound a little bit conspiratorial here. I'll probably sound a little bit dismissive of the whole thing, which I'm not, and I'm only partially conspiratorial, but you know, and this is kind of a coalescence of a lot of things, Mike. I mean, I learned about an international communist conspiracy as a boy, and I believe that actually exists. The level of control, I think, is always somewhat questionable. Some people think it's, you know, we was running like chess pieces, and some people say, no, it's more of just a push in the right immoral direction, and we fall downhill on our own. You know, pick where you are in that paradigm. Part of it is my military training. You know, I was in intelligence, and they always said that terrorists act, that, you know, the actions and the reaction. They don't really want to blow up the building. That's not the point. They want to see what the government's going to do in response to blowing up the building, and usually it's more fascistic government. So I have all these different episodes in my life that kind of coalesce in the way I view things. Even something as recent as a video you told me to look at, Out of Shadows, and this whole idea of being programmed by watching television, you know. And so you take all of that together, and I really just think this is political theater and kind of political terroristic theater.
Yep.
It's going to be blatant that this thing is a theft and a fraud and a sham, just like the Corona hoax. And then you sit there and you go, well, what's the point of voting? In other words, here comes the reaction of the people. What's the point of voting? Why did my guy win? I'm pissed. I hate so-and-so. And I think the ultimate Well, I don't know all the goals because I'm not a conspirator, but I will tell you what I think some of the goals are. I think one of the goals is they're going to say, oh, we got to get rid of independent state election counting because that clearly is not working properly. So now we're going to have a uniform election process. In other words, they're going to try to control one election process versus 50. I think that's coming. I think the Electoral College is going to be dead. It probably at the side of our call, the MAGAs are going to say, yeah, the Electoral College is baloney. Trump won the popular vote, or he won more states than he lost, and blah, blah. I think Electoral College is in the crosshairs. I think there's a few other things that, like I said, I probably can't even fathom what they're planning for. And when I say they, I mean the liberal deep state establishment that's probably run by a few possessed people. I'm sorry, there's my spiritual conspiracy. So I think that's what's coming to a theater near you, and I think all this other stuff is just to agitate you and me into probably doing something against our own best interest.
Well, I think that many people, Maggie O'Connell was just fielding phone calls during the timeout. Phone kept ringing. I'm going, what in the world is going on? And it was people calling up. One lady called up crying, going, I live in Georgia. I voted for Trump. I'm going to be disenfranchised. What do I do? You guys got to tell me what to do. David, I don't know what to tell people to do, and then grab a rosary and pray.
Well, that's obviously always step one, Mike, right? And so if you want to start the second and third level, I think it's a much deeper, so the prayer and the reflection is necessary. And then when you start talking about practical applications, I think one thing is to not allow yourself to get enraged and taken up by the political fear that's going on. I'll give you an example. When I was watching the election results last night, you know what came to mind the whole time I was watching this?
What?
Was the television broadcast on the Hunger Games. Right?
Yeah. Stanley Tucci is the MC.
Right. It was. Oh, the Reds are really taking a big advantage over here in this corner, but I noticed the Blues are advancing all around. I mean, it was just so freaking stupid and so obviously scripted and meant to make us think there's just these two warring camps. We're going to go to the locker room, take a little break right here. Let's come back. Let's see if she shot the arrow through the guy's neck or something. You know, and it was just like, what? This is so phony. So, Michael, my next step would be don't get too attached to television, listen to the Crusade Channel only. Make sure that you're not getting mind-melded into what they want you to start thinking and believing. That'd be step two. And then step three is to try to start calculating what some of these goals are. And like I said, I think two of them probably are a uniform election system being promulgated all throughout the United States and probably the death of the Electoral College. Start opposing what you know the leftist goals are going to be and get involved in whatever camps are doing the opposition, maybe even lead it yourself. Follow on news, what comes next? Well, like you said, keep listening. We'll keep evaluating. We'll keep looking at what the apparent strategies are on the left and the right, and the Crusade Channel will try to navigate a course for us.
So what we have right now, let me just give you the total. This is just so patently obscene and absurd. 93.8% of Michigan is in. 2,200,902 for Trump. It's now trending Trump to 2,130,695 for Biden. I don't know. Maggie, what is that the latest? Is that from Decision Desk HQ? The graphics you put in the chat room, or am I seeing that on? I'm seeing that on Twitter. You retweeted it. Father Brendan LaRoche tweeted this out. I'm not sure what the timestamp on it is. That's about an hour ago. I don't know if you heard that, but 138,398 votes were found at 4 a.m. this morning in Michigan. All Biden votes. Bam. Sure. Thanos snap it into existence.
Yeah. You know, by the way, so I was watching the coverage last night on multiple stations. I've looked at Fox for a while. I've looked at NBC, ABC. I've looked around. And, of course, they were all pretty awful. I mean, oddly enough, I thought NBC was probably doing the best for a while, and then they kind of went off the rails, too. So I started getting a little frustrated. So I muted the television just so I could see the screen, and I put on the Crusade Channel. And I thought you and Barrett, and was it Don, the third guy? I thought your analysis was the best. I mean, literally, y'all were looking at counties. You're going to hard numbers. You had good evaluations of it. I mean, it's not like the little radio station that can't give you good data. I mean, y'all were spot on, and I listened to that probably for 30, 45 minutes. It was just really good stuff.
Yeah, you were watching it on the Roku or listening?
No, I was watching the regular news, and I put you guys on the voice. You know, I was listening to you and watching the regular news.
So you're like watching the Saints game but listening to WWL.
Exactly.
Turn the sound on the TV down and turn the local sports. Well, now let me ask you. Let's pursue this angle because I believe this is what is going to come up. I want to read you what Joe Resinello has put his finger on this. I talked about this earlier, and I said this is the end of what you call democracy. The world is going to see it as the farce it has always been. We always knew the communists seized control of it, and they dangled it out there like the carrot on a stick, right? For a bunch of people to go like, you'll get what you want if you just go out and vote. Well, you know, the more people vote, the more miserable our politics become. That is an undeniable fact.